Welcome to Old School, New School, a video game podcast with your hosts, Jordan, Austin, and Ryan. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
Going good.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, very unfortunately, still no Austin.
Yeah, still no Austin. It's too bad.
Yeah, it really does suck.
He was here yesterday though, right?
Yeah, he was okay, here yesterday.
So I thought I saw him yesterday. Okay, good. Well, hopefully,
you're not losing your mind, Ryan.
No. That is good to hear. Because there was a bit of concern.
So
I have some questions for you this week, Jordan.
Oh, questions. Okay.
But hopefully we'll leave to fun discussions.
Okay.
Favorites. I want to talk about favorite, not necessarily a favorite game, but favorite. I'll give you the list. Favorite villain in a game. Is there like a favorite bad guy that you have?
Okay.
I don't have answers for mine. Just
we may have to pull something up on this computer here.
Okay.
So this is a game actually Kyle would relate to.
Okay.
Because he's played it multiple times. Titanfall 2.
Okay.
There's a campaign in there, and personally for me, there's this main antagonist that's called Cuban Blisk.
Okay.
He's like a leader of, I wouldn't say technically a gang, it would be more of a militia.
Okay. All right.
And he's the leader of this militia, and he's running it as he sees fit. He originally started in Titanfall 1. And from Titanfall 1, we skip all the way to Titanfall 2. Then he became like a big thing. Like he became a big problem. The main reason of this whole thing. Then from Titanfall 2, we go on to Apex. Now, Apex is a battle royale game.
Okay.
It's technically like Fortnite and Warzone, but more into Titanfall. And he runs that same militia in Apex. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so you have the Apex Predators. Those guys are like his top dogs. Like, okay. He hired them to go kill for him, so he doesn't get any blood on his hands, because he's more of business.
Gotcha. Okay.
Here, shall we?
Yeah. Let's figure this out. Let's get us going here.
So, are we can type in.
Yeah. Take it over. Go next. Oh, whoops.
No worries.
I'll tell you about my favorite villain while you're looking this up. My favorite villain is from a video game, but it's the cartoon version of him that I have such an issue with.
Oh, God.
And his name is Link. He is a villain in that show.
Oh, my. Not this again, Ryan.
I couldn't help myself. I don't know if that's really, but that's what I thought of. So I thought that would be fun. I don't know that I really have a villain that I in a game.
This is your guy.
Jordan's... excuse me. Jordan is showing me a picture of this... What's his name again?
Cuban Blisk.
Cuban Blisk. Well, he looks... Yeah, he doesn't look like a nice dude.
No, he's mainly on the sideline, like, objecting you and all this other stuff.
Huh. You describing him as a businessman, I did not expect him to look like this.
No. So, during the bit of a spoiler warning,
Okay.
During Titanfall 2, when you're playing the campaign, he'll be always in contact with this other dude, which is a part of another militia, okay. which is called the IMC.
Okay.
Now these guys are part of the IMC. They work under him. Like, that's their general. But they report back to their boss, which is another dude I don't know the name of.
Okay.
But he signed a contract with IMC and now has gotten away and is now running Apex as, like, his stomping grounds since the IMC are done, over with, dealt with.
Okay. Cool. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Who's your favorite hero?
Ooh, hero. Oh, that's a hard one. Because okay. I've played, like, so many story games, and right. yeah. there's multiple to choose from. I mean, there could possibly be. There's no possibility for Link.
I just thought of another villain.
Oh my.
Paperboy. He's what? Busting out windows. He's riding on people's grass.
Oh, you know what?
That's
actually,
horrible.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong.
Sorry. Back to heroes.
Well, I guess technically speaking, he also gets ran over by a bus.
Well, that's true.
And he also gets chased by dogs.
Yeah, yeah. He gets it back, too. He yeah. gives and he gets, I guess.
Yeah, so it's a 50-50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Favorite hero?
Favorite hero, I would have to say, is... Huh. You know what? Batman.
Oh, okay. I mean, wow. I hadn't even thought of, like, going into that world of video games with... characters from outside of video games. That's really smart.
I have taken a look at a lot of these other heroes, and I have noticed one thing. They all have, like, obvious weak spots.
Sure.
Batman has none.
He's pretty good.
And on top of that, he's a detective and runs the whole Justice League. He owns the Justice League. He built a satellite in space for the Justice League.
I can't argue with Batman.
Yeah. Like, it. I love that dude's persona because one minute he can be hiding in the dark and playing all Batman-like. putting butts in seat at the box office. And then next minute he can be the billionaire Bruce Wayne tuning a piano. Or acting like tuning a piano.
Sure. Love it. What a great answer.
Because I've played a couple of the Batman games, like Batman Arkham Knight, and I absolutely love that you get to play as Batman and get to kick butt. And it's certainly something.
I was going to pick Luigi, but...
Luigi?
Your Batman pick makes me feel like I need to think a little harder. So I'm going to go with Mario.
Still on the subject, but you just went with the other good-looking brother.
You know who my favorite hero is?
Who?
I don't know if this is true, but this is what popped into my head. And I made this list. You think I would have come up with more?
Yeah.
Rastan.
What?
Do you know the game Rastan?
I've heard of it. I have not seen him.
Well, we're going to have to...
You know what? Yeah.
We're going to have to check out some Rastan. But as we do, Rastan was maybe my all-time favorite arcade game.
Wow.
The version that came out for home consoles was not nearly as good.
Okay.
I actually don't like that at all. But this is my favorite game, probably. Did I? Nope. Okay. I didn't type that well. I also don't have my glasses on, so probably not helping. That looks good, though. There we go. Rastan Arcade. Let's check it out. Joy and I are just going to look a little bit at this, folks. You can follow along if you want. Go to YouTube And type in Rastan Arcade, and you'll get to see a little bit about it. This game was so much fun. Man, did I spend a lot of quarters on this. All right, we don't need to hear that.
We are not sponsored by them, so no.
No. Yeah, I loved this game so much. And then I finally got it for the console, whatever, NES or whatever it was, and what a disappointment.
Dang.
All right,
I heard the disappointment in your voice.
Yeah, it still bothers me. I mean, just so cool. So we're watching a little Rastan right now.
He looks like He-Man.
Yeah, he is like a, you know, fantasy warrior, Hercules, He-Man, that kind of a thing. Super muscular.
Is this the actual arcade machine?
Yeah, this is the arcade version.
Okay, if you're saying the other one was terrible.
Jordan, this is state of the art.
No. I'm not saying like it's bad or anything. It's just if the other one is terrible, I just look at this.
But dude, for the time, these graphics were like so ahead of the game. No pun intended.
But
look at this thing, man. Yeah, I loved this game. Anyway.
The other thing is if you're saying it's terrible and the other one looks like garbage, I'm gonna stick by that.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
let's see if this is. I don't.
Is this a console one?
I'm hoping.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's not even the same game.
Oh,
looks terrible.
They ripped you off.
And the gameplay is not as good. Yeah. Anyway.
It's like a pirated version of it.
Yeah, yeah. And then what is this? Rastan 2 looks horrible too.
What the heck, man?
I mean,
dang.
Yeah.
Theme song is pretty good.
But yeah, what a clunky game. You know,
wow.
Watching this reminds me of a game named Karnov.
Karnov.
Jeez, we're getting sidetracked here, but at home, listeners, check out Karnov. NES. And it is such a bizarre game. It's set in Russia, and you're this giant Russian dude.
That's Mega Man.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Let's get to it here, people. You're this giant dude, and I forget what really you're trying to do, but...
Oh.
Okay, this is not Karnov. All right, we gotta go back here. That's not... Sorry, listeners. This can't be enjoyable. Here we go.
Yeah, just not hearing us talk.
This is probably it.
Here we go. Yeah.
And this was out for the...
And this is an ad.
Was this Nintendo?
I guess.
Yeah, it says Nintendo, so what's the matter? I couldn't remember. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're this dude.
Oh, okay, so you just pick up bombs?
I mean, kind of, you can't really, like, moving the guy around is so clunky. You have to build ladders to go up and get stuff.
Build ladders?
Yeah, you have to, pick up the ladders as you go, and then once you use them, you're done. And then you can go up there and get boots. Anyway, Karnov, not a great game. One I thought was really cool a few years ago. I mean, now probably 10 years ago. Had a game class, a class that would have been perfect for you. It was kind of this. It was old school, new school, but we... Maybe it was just old school games we were playing, but we would. I fixed up my NES and bought some games that I used to have.
Oh, yeah. I think you're actually telling me about that one day.
And one of them was Karnov. I got Karnov. I got this game, Little Nicky.
Little Nicky.
Thumbs down on Little Nicky. Like, I don't know how I like these games as kids. They're not
you know
good.
What? We'll take a look into Little Nicky. Another time.
We will, because I got to get that thing working.
Because we right now we also have a lot of questions because we only got through two.
We're running out. Okay. Running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out.
So I'm going to endeavor to get my NES working and see if we can play these horrible games that I thought I need to have.
You know what? Yeah.
I remember a former teacher here.
I will encourage you.
He bought Metal Gear because he wanted to play that so bad, the original Metal Gear.
The original Metal Gear?
Yeah, yeah. I think I have it at my house.
Oh, my. Who was this?
Cedric.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He bought, I think he bought Zelda and he bought Metal Gear. I think those are the two that he bought.
Dang.
So we could play them. I will. Yeah, that'll be on my list. Oh, this is hysterical. Okay. You know our last episode or two episodes ago when Austin was here?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Siri, set an alarm for 3 hours called Austin's Controller or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So today I was mixing that and listening to it and putting it up. And my voice from the recording said that. And all of a sudden Siri came on my phone and set an alarm for tonight. And on the podcast, I'm like, thank you, Siri. And today she's like, you're welcome.
Oh, my.
I was dying. It was so funny. All right. Best all-time game.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
You know, can I choose two?
Sure.
Okay.
Choose five if you want.
I'm only going to choose two just because of this reason only. Child games?
Okay, love it. Great idea.
Adult games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great thinking.
So, I'm just going to say this flat out. GTA for the adult game.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep. Any Grand Theft Auto I've played has been the most best experience.
Okay, cool.
Like, that's what really pulled me into gaming. But if I had to go with a child's game that I would love, I would definitely say one game and one game only takes it by storm and by heart. Minecraft.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a simple, plain game. You can go play it. I've been playing Minecraft ever since I got my portable PlayStation. And that thing, it was about this size. And you'd be able to play it and put in, like, these floppy disks. Just put it in and then clip it together and then call it a day.
Minecraft. I don't even know if I ever played Minecraft, but I've seen people play it, so I know what it is. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think my favorite YouTuber was Sky Does Minecraft.
Okay.
He was a good YouTuber back then. I don't know how well he's doing right now, but after a good while I stopped watching him because I was getting older and he does like stuff for kids.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
So he entertains the audience by any ways and any means possible. But I would say those are my two like games that really hooked me in to like playing video games and what I am today.
Those two games made you who you are today.
Yeah, because most of the stuff I refer back to is off of video games.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That's your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
For telling me that. My favorite all-time game. I really should have thought about these. I made the list. would be. It might be Metroid.
Ooh.
I loved Metroid. I think Metroid is such a good game. I also. It's probably Metroid.
Yeah.
There was also this game called Zillion.
Zillion. I thought you were going to say Zelda.
No. Although, the first Zelda game's great. Link's personal attitudes about people aside.
Link is not sexist.
There's this game for the Sega Master System called Zillion, and it was like this outer space game, and you would walk into these different rooms, and I'm sure you had to like shoot bad guys or something.
Yeah.
But the main thing was to solve this puzzle that would get you to the next room. And then
what?
You have to solve another puzzle. And I loved it as a kid.
Wow.
As a teenager. Just like that was my favorite game for the Sega Master System. I remember my father and I playing that together a lot when I was a child. So
okay,
I have very fond memories of that game. Favorite theme song to a game?
Ooh. You know what? For the newer generation, well, this is somewhat older but newer generation since they're sort of bringing it back. It would be the Halo theme song.
Oh, okay. I don't know it, but okay.
We can play it right now.
Yeah, check it. Let's check it out. Pull it on up.
So, for all of you that are listening and don't know what Halo is, because you've been living under a rock, Halo is a very great game. Hold up.
I don't think I've ever played Halo, but I know about it.
Yeah, if you know about it, you're not living under a rock.
I am not living under a rock.
If you don't know and don't know what I'm talking about, then go take a look right now. We're listening to Halo theme song original.
Hopefully you can hear this. See how this would really get you like in the mood to play this game. That's,
so
I like that.
Yeah, so I would have to say for the Halo theme song, that's the best one I could do, because I've played a couple of Call of Duties. The only other theme song that would be second place is the Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Black Ops 2 intro was so like. It was so there. I don't know how to explain it, but when you listen to it, it gets you hype. It gets you pumped.
That's what a theme song should. A theme song, to me, should like put you in the mood for whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Whatever's coming up, you know.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you a funny story here.
Great.
Listeners. One time I went over to my cousin's house. He played Halo a lot. And he also had a console. So I went over and I was playing with him, hanging out. And when I did that, he booted up Halo for me to play. And I was out in the kitchen helping his mom. Because, you know, I help her with some stuff. But when I was helping her, I hear, come from this other room, and I'm sitting there like, Who's in the other room? She looks... I don't know. It's probably your cousin. Go check it out. I go in, and it gets... He turns up the volume, and it blasted me. Yeah. And I crap you not. There was the screen. There was the open window with a screen. I jumped out it. I jumped right out the window.
Really?
Yep, jumped right out the window, ran all the way to the end of his driveway. Wow. And and after, his mother was like, "Turn that game off. You're grounded."
And it's now your favorite theme song.
And now it's my favorite theme song.
Wow, that is a good story.
And my I crap you not. My cousin was coming down the end of his driveway. And he was laughing. He was like,
"That is great, dude." All right, favorite theme song for me. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah. These are tough questions.
They are, and you know what's interesting? I made these questions for the other podcast I do about cartoons. And I saw it. I was like, this would be perfect for what Jordan and I to do today. Favorite theme song to a cartoon for me. I mean, instantly I was just like, oh, Super Mario Brothers. Like, it's probably that. I don't. I'm sure there are other ones that are great, but yeah. But that is embedded in my head so much.
Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's almost no beating it for theme songs. I'm not gonna lie, it is a good theme song. I wasn't actually thinking about that.
No. Well, you're new school.
Well, yeah. Yeah, actually.
So you maybe pick the greatest new school one, and I maybe pick the greatest old school one.
Yeah.
Or makes someone sense. Else would be like, no, both those stink. They're two better ones, but.
Let me state my opinion on this.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so we did favorite. Oh, we haven't done favorite character.
Favorite character.
Which is similar to favorite villain or favorite hero, but it takes it out of. Needing to be one of those two things. So, favorite character.
So, out of Batman or Cuban Blisk?
Oh, that's not what I meant, but yes, we could do it that. That sounds better. I like what where you took that. Yeah, out of your favorite villain and favorite hero, who is your favorite
character?
Character.
Huh. I'm playing this all out in my head as like a death match.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
And easily Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that's what you were going to say. Who did I say for my favorite characters?
So your favorite villain was Link.
Okay, great. Yep, okay.
The TV show Link.
Right.
And your favorite hero, I think it was Mario? Oh, wait, no.
Was it Rastan? Or is that
yeah.
That was my favorite game.
Rastan. That was your favorite hero.
Oh, it was? Yeah. What was my favorite game then? Metroid. I said
Metroid.
Okay. Or Zillion. Okay. All right, so out of Rastan and Link, show Link, game Link. It's Rastan all day.
Wow, okay.
Like, not even close.
Get out of here, Link.
Link is, I mean.
We don't need Link.
First of all, sexist.
We don't need Link where we're going.
Second of all, like, I guess Link's cool, maybe. If you're just going video game Link, maybe he's cool.
All I can just imagine is Doc from Back to the Future saying, where we're going, we don't need Links. And then proceed to pull out his shades and put them on.
Oh, that is good. All right, we did them all. We did all the questions here. All right,
wow, that's all
we got then, right?
Yeah, we did. Holy.
So what's your... You got any questions for me?
You know what? I think I may have developed a couple more questions.
Okay, great.
If you had a chance to play Seaman again, would you do it?
No. If I had a system set up at my house,
yes,
that had Seaman on it every day,
yes,
and I could just go click a couple buttons and then come back to it the next day,
yes,
maybe. But otherwise, no.
Okay.
How about you? Would you play Seaman again?
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing, what you said. If it's there right then and there, I own it. I'm not going to let a game sit there and collect dust.
You're not going to let a video game fish die.
Yes. I may let that fish die.
Okay.
But it's for science.
Right, of course.
We own it.
Yeah.
We should be able to do whatever we want with the fish.
With
a face. Actually, you know what? I think I just got a good question for citizenship.
Oh, really?
Yep. I don't know where Seaman takes place. And it's that fish is a living being.
Sure is.
And it has a face.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it also has vocal cords. I don't know.
Yeah, he makes sounds.
Okay, then. He has vocal cords. So, is it technically illegal to kill that fish?
I don't think so. Because you can hunt things.
Yeah, true, but it's half human being.
Oh, well, you know what? I hadn't thought about it. It's not just a fish we're talking about.
Yeah,
some sort of man fish.
Yeah, we're talking about like a man fish. I got to ask Lucas. That seems like a Lucas question, doesn't it? Oh, wait, no, maybe a Stuart question.
Sure. That's a great... I like your point there.
Yeah, because...
That's a good question.
Because obviously hunting for deer, hunting for foxes, and all them other things, they're legal. They're not human beings, but there's seasons where you have to do it.
Right.
But this thing that we're talking about... I'm going to keep calling it a thing.
I don't blame you at all.
This thing we're talking about here is a fish with a face. So, it even has vocal cords like a human's.
Yeah, and it seems to have feelings.
So, we really don't know with this one.
Huh. Is it illegal to kill Seaman? It should have been illegal to make Seaman. But
should have a giant bulletin board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, every game company you walk in, first thing you see the giant bulletin board of rules. Number one, don't create Seaman.
Did that come with the console? It must have, right?
It really must have, because Seaman, there's only like a few copies, and then the rest were trashed. Or given away to someone, who knows?
I'm going to quickly look this up.
I wonder if we went to that guy to go buy Seaman, I wonder what that guy would be thinking. Who in God's green earth would want that?
Okay, let's see where we got.
Would want that video game. There it is. Oh. It stinks that we don't have Austin here. It really does.
I'm going to say it did.
What?
I don't have confirmation on that, so I don't know why I'm saying it, but I think it did. So what was your other question?
So my other question was, if... Oh, crap. Now it's gone because I keep on thinking the rights of Seaman. Does that fish have rights? I mean, I read in Citizenship that anything born on American soil should have rights, but it's also a fish. It's not human, but it's also human. It's weird. It's real weird.
Well, I cannot find an answer to that question. So
what was I going to say? Oh. Have you played any like certain games that like if I could say it would just come to immediately to your head? Like obviously Seaman, but I know there was one game. You have like a, I think a spaceship. I don't know. I may be thinking of something. There's like a million things going through my mind right now.
Fair enough.
I really don't have nothing for that.
That's fair, man.
I might be out of gas here. I need more juice.
Well, that's okay. This is I think this is a really fun episode too.
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty fun.
Yeah, right? We don't need Austin. It's better when you're here, Austin, if you listen to this.
Yes,
that's
it's better.
That's not a slight on you. It's better when you're here.
It's better when you're here, but when we don't have you.
We made it through.
Yeah.
We're going old school, the way podcast started.
We're going old school.
That's right. All right, so my homework is to try to get my NES up and running.
Yeah.
Because then we can play Karnov and Little Nicky.
And I can't wait for that.
And what other horrible games do I have? There's one, Strider. Do you know about Strider?
Strider.
I think that's the name of it. Striker or Strider. It's a fun game. I rebought that, too, as an adult because I really like that. It's okay.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's okay. Yeah, the ones I bought were the ones I liked that were kind of different.
Okay.
Like Strider, I don't think he just slides everywhere. I don't even know if he jumps.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I want to call him Slider, but I don't think that's his name, actually.
He's named after the White Castle sliders.
Yeah, it was White Castle branded. The whole game, you're just trying to find tiny hamburgers.
And the whole game, you're trying to find the big White Castle.
So I will work on that and see if I can pull that off. Essentially, I need to just clean the
Has there been any fast food games?
100%. Well, I know there's a Domino's one. I don't know if you consider that fast food, but there was a Domino's pizza game.
Well, they still deliver pizza, and technically that's fast food.
They do it fast.
Yeah, they do it fast.
Fast enough. That qualification. I'm sure there was a McDonald's game.
I'm almost 100% sure that there's a McDonald's game. You know what? This raised my curiosity.
Me too.
Because is there a game more worse than Seaman? Is it a fast food game? Like Ronald McDonald staring at you creepily as you play the game.
All right, I'm looking it up. Well, there's a couple games called fast food, but I don't think that's really what we're looking for.
No, we're looking for like games that were meant off of fast food.
Yeah. A history of fast food video game tie-ins. Look at this. We found the link we're looking for. Not that link. He's a jerk.
Big one.
I used to like Link, and then I found out the truth.
You found out the horrible truth.
All right, let's see. Oh, well, of course there is. Let's see here. The Noid. Okay. I just talked about him, so we got him. There's Burger Time, of course.
Burger Time, okay.
Root Beer Tapper. There's one, there's McDonald's, KFC, Burger King. They all have video games.
What?
Yeah, the McDonald's one, you are Ronald McDonald when you play it.
Oh, wow.
There's one called McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. It looks like a side scroller, and you're Ronald McDonald. Taco Bell has the Taco Bell Tasty Temple Challenge.
You're looking for the big Taco Bell.
Oh, pocket bike race. I don't know what that is.
You're looking for the big Taco Bell.
All right, here we go. Burger King's Big Bumpin' was the was the. That was the highest rated of all of Burger King's games, but
what?
This writer's favorite was Sneak King, where you played the king who creepily approached to NPCs to present them with a delicious Whopper.
Okay.
Then you got Finger Licking Good. Oh, that's not the name of the game. I wish it was. The name of the game was I Love You, Colonel Sanders.
What?
Apparently, man. Wow.
Okay.
Bumpin' Burgers would be a great name for a game.
Love it.
Finger Licking Good? What kid doesn't want to grab a new copy of Finger Licking Good for their system at home? Jeez Louise.
It's just a piece of fried chicken in the NES.
You know how we had this year-long quest to play Seaman?
Now we got a year-long quest to play these games.
Yeah, man. I want to play the...
I want to play Finger Licking Good.
Well, that's not a real game. That was my... But McDonald's Treasure Land Island looks great. I like a side-scroller, so... Bumpin' Burger, nah, I'm not interested in that one, but I Love You, Colonel Sanders. In it, a student at a culinary school attempts to win the heart of the hunky colonel through a combination of romance and recipes.
I don't think we should play that one.
Well, not particularly well rated, it did what it needed to do. Get gamers to pay attention to the KFC brand. That is Wendy's has a Feast of Legends role-playing game.
That's the Colonel Sanders game? That's the
Colonel. And I got to say, they did hunkify him a little bit. He looks a lot younger.
Wow.
Way better shape.
The Colonel.
That is hysterical.
That is so amazing.
All right, Jordan, this has been super, super fun, man.
It's been funny and fun.
Yeah,
this
was a highlight of my week, I'm going to say, Jordan.
Highlight of the week.
Yeah,
look at that.
This was awesome, dude. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Really was. The time flew by. I can't believe it's
done. I can't believe it's 150.
Crazy.
151. My bad. I'm off by 1 minute.
Have a great day, everyone.
Have a lovely day. Drive safe. Stay safe.
And go get some fast food.
Yeah. I guess we got you in the mood for fast food, so you may as well go stop. Shall we log off?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.
Oh, we ain't going to do
that. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We get to the end. I always forget. We have a catchphrase.
Yep.
Well, excuse me, princess.